This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Brad is a 47-year-old carpenter who has hip pain. To help with symptoms, we tried the usual interventions, medications, exercises, and physical therapy. But Brad's pain persisted, so we referred him to a bone specialist, an orthopedist. Aside from the 4 weeks it took for the insurance company to approve the visit, the orthopedist said he needed an MRI before he'd even see or examine Brad. This is the new scan first, ask questions, and examine later approach to healthcare. Well, an MRI is an $1,800 test that can be super useful, but ideally it should be ordered only after a careful physical exam to make sure that the person really needs an MRI. Too often we order tests when a patient stands little chance of receiving any benefit. While the cost to a patient of an imaging test like an MRI is often covered by insurance, unnecessary imaging raises the price of insurance for all of us and creates an unnecessary inconvenience for Brad as he needs to schedule an appointment and take time off for the test. Unnecessary testing can also lead to a slippery slope of overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Brad had the MRI, which showed early onset arthritis. But doctors also picked up a spot on his kidney, which required additional imaging studies and generated more cost and lots of worry for Brad and his family about whether this spot might be cancer. Well, it turned out to be nothing. You know, a few decades ago, medicine moved toward evidence-based medicine. This meant, when possible, only ordering tests and procedures when there was clear evidence of a benefit to the person. This body of scientific evidence led to the development of clinical guidelines intended to guide providers to use technology to benefit and not harm patients. But hey, what happened? Doctors didn't follow the scientific evidence. Another driver of the increase in imaging is uncertainty. Say a person has a bad headache. It's nighttime and they can't reach their primary care doctor, so they go to the emergency department. And guess what? It's too busy in the crowded emergency room for the doctor to do a careful exam and take a careful and full history, and they can't tolerate even a teeny bit of uncertainty. So they order a head CT just to rule out a brain cancer or a brain bleed, you know, just to be safe. Well, of course, the patient is almost always told they just have a bad headache and they need to take 2 tablets of a pain reliever and get a good night's sleep. But that's after they've ordered a head CT. Practice guidelines for health providers usually don't work. So what if we asked patients what they actually wanted? So if the chance of this scan being positive is very, very small, do you still want to have the scan? Or better yet, what if doctors had to pay a part of the cost of every test they ordered that was not recommended by a guideline and came back negative? I bet we'd see a real decrease in unnecessary test ordering there. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.